Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Caller number 97 right now. First off, you get to talk to whom? And I mean,
hey. Oh, come on.
Lucky.
Just call and talk to whom and give the prize back. Throw it back
yeah.
in.
Yeah. I don't know. You might want to keep this one. This is get you qualified for a huge grand prize. First off, you automatically win a 4-pack of Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk passes. It's great.
Yeah.
Go have a great
That's
day
fine.
In Santa Cruz.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're in the running for the grand prize. 4-night stay in a private villa at the Seascape Resort in Santa Cruz. It's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. I would love that.
I know. Oh, my God. Nice little midsummer getaway.
Yep.
Winning is all week 9, noon, 3, and 5. You get qualified with the 4-pack of Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk passes, and then you're in the running for the grand prize. So call now, 800-400-3697. Hey, Hooman, before you start counting, I wanted to mention your stair climb again.
That's right, everyone. I just want to give a quick shout-out to everybody who donated today. Michelle Liu, Sarah Clark,
Who's
Kelly
Kelly
Tatum.
Did you give the $4,000 like you said you were going
no,
to?
No, I didn't Sarah? Say I was going to. I gave him $50.
Oh, man.
Listen, though, I will
oh,
say this.
What a cheapo.
KCBS is actually leading us. That's embarrassing. Come
it
on,
is.
You guys.
Chris
Kelly. Where's Zem Joaquin?
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, you're
calling
people
you?
Out.
Oh, man.
Zio. Susan Hauser. Come on.
Gangsta.
Let's kick down, man.
Susan Boyle. Adeline.
Susan Boyle?
Yeah, that's
right,
Susan
well,
Boyle.
Her.
Also,
Very
thank you to
generous.
Krista Kutz, Yuzette Salazar.
Oh, Yuzette Salazar. Who's that?
Mary, Diane. These are all the people that donated. Right now, we're at $500. So our goal was $500. Yeah, but if you guys could please, go to our Instagram. The link, the direct link is there in
Did
our bio.
Did you put it on Facebook, too? On our
I
Sarah
put it on
Facebook.
The Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Yeah, please,
I put it on my personal page.
Please donate.
And listen, come out the morning of because Yuzette and Bryn are going to be there as well partying with us.
This is Saturday, right. September 7th.
Correct.
The first responder stair climb. You guys have done this.
Three years in a row.
Is that
four,
it?
Four, maybe four.
Feels like longer. And this raises money for first responders PTSD therapy. I mean, this
yes.
is about mental health.
It
which
is.
We talk a big game about it, but then, look, it's time to raise some money for this. These are the people that show up when the S goes down in your life. They see you at your worst point. They go through the worst things. When you're running away from something, they're running in. Like,
right.
They're a very important part of our society as a whole. Please help support them. And you guys are running these stairs to show your support.
Yes.
Please sponsor Hooman.
Yeah.
Do you have a team
well, no,
name
it's
or?
The Alice 973. Yeah.
Alice 973.
We're a team. No individuals on this team.
All right.
We're one team. All right. Thank you.
Just wanted to give Susan Boyle a plug. Since
oh,
she donated.
Susan. Right. Thank you, Susan.
Hey,
thanks
while
for
we're on that,
great eyebrows.
the name dropping that just went down. What's up with Susan Hauser's Drama Maste or whatever it's going to be?
Drama Maste.
Yeah, when's that going to start? When do
I
we
couldn't
see that?
Do anything because of my back, so I just kind of dropped off and didn't respond to any of the emails, so I don't really know anything.
What?
You think it's going to happen or what? I don't know. Reality shows, it doesn't seem like that's a good thing in anybody's life.
What are you talking about?
These Real Housewives
all
and stuff,
people,
they all wind
how
up
do we,
broken
would,
up.
Would we know about them? Honey Boo Boo, I mean.
Yeah, nothing went wrong in that family.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Mom's a crackhead now. So
what about
no doubt.
Kate and Dave make eight?
Oh,
John
Kate,
and Kate plus
yeah.
eight? Yeah,
yeah.
They also broke up.
They broke
right.
up.
It's
and Kate
John and
now,
Kate. She's going to date.
Yeah, now Kate has a show.
Kate plus date.
Something, yeah. I think that's it.
All right. Well, whatever. I mean,
very
I'm sure it'll go fine
awkward.
For Drama Maste.
Oh, so we should just let that go. All right.
Well, I would think.
I'm kind of glad you guys aren't going to be on it. I just don't.
1 minute we're
bring
like
you a drama staying here. Although it would be pretty awesome. If
so
you
you're not going to do it?
I wasn't casted, so I can't do it. I don't have the option.
Yeah, plus you live an hour from the Drama Stay studio. Well,
whatever. You know. I live an hour from here. I make it in every day.
What is this hour BS? Oh, my God.
Don't you want to add to that?
It took 6 hours to get to his house the day before his wedding. 6 freaking hours.
It's a Friday. What do you expect?
I expect to be able to get there at some point.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple for you. Rockwell is the son of Berry Gordy. Berry Gordy had a lot of influence over Michael Jackson's career, so that's how that happened.
Berry Gordy said, "Hey, Michael,
do me a favor.
Slide me something nice." whose butt and who has it? I don't understand. I'm not going to be the butt or the haver.
Isn't that great?
So the answer is no.
Prince wouldn't do a duet with Michael Jackson because
he's the right decision. The first line is, "Your butt is mine," huh?
Who will be singing that to whom? Because I won't be singing that to you.
And I actually don't want you to sing it to me. So let's part ways now while we're still friends.
What? Sarah had 2 weeks off and didn't travel anywhere? Sarah is the lamest of lame. House projects can always wait.
Yeah. I loved it. It was great. It was a very relaxing vacation. It's so relaxing that I can't even sleep now.
Oh, you know.
Just got way off my schedule. I loved it. Staycation. Highly underrated.
You guys are so obviously not lesbians. LA Law!
Oh, sorry.
So they
sorry.
Knew. Yeah, well.
Our fault.
We're super lame-o, yeah.
We are lame.
415 says, Perry Como, Moon River.
Oh, Moon River.
Perry Como.
All right, let's see if we can find Perry Como's Moon River.
You want it, you got it. Here it is. 62. All right. Well, there's.
Hey. What do you mean?
One day.
Turned the radio on late. What is the show Vinny was talking about that had Ed and Madeline in it?
Oh, Big Little Lies. There's 2 seasons of it. It's an HBO show, and it is 100,000% worth your time. It's so good. Start with season 1. You'll love it. Oh my God. I don't even know. You know the way they ended it. I don't think there's going to be season 3.
No, of course there is.
Really?
Are you kidding?
Yeah, I don't think so. I wonder if they ended it that way because they're all so busy. They're all like, those are all big stars.
Right.
And even the kid is now the star of Young Sheldon.
Oh.
Oh, he's Young Sheldon?
Yeah, Ziggy is.
Wait, is he in the show this season?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
Not very much, though.
Okay, maybe I just haven't noticed, but I would notice that was Young Sheldon.
It's that same kid.
How many episodes in does he come in?
He's in, I would say he's in the first one. I'd say he's in the intro. He's in.
Yeah, no, he's in there.
I got to go back and watch it.
He's not in it as much as he was last season, but he's still in it.
Oh, yeah,
plenty,
absolutely.
You know, right. He certainly has a role to play.
Yeah. No, he's in it. I didn't know that was Young Sheldon, but actually I would think that they all love that show, doing that show, because it's movie quality.
Oh,
or
it's
not,
absolutely great.
Not
yeah.
maybe movie quality, but
I know what you're saying, though. It's like it's definitely it's at a, that level.
It's
great
a
acting,
quality show, good parts for each of them.
Juicy.
It probably moves the. I bet they film it fast. There's parts where you can hear Kidman's accent.
Oh, I know.
And you go.
They should have recut that.
Why didn't they recut that? And you just go, they're probably cranking this out.
You know what I noticed recently? Because we just started watching Deadwood. So on Deadwood, there's this character named Jane. I think she's Calamity Jane. I don't know. She's like drunk and rough and crazy. And,
oh, fun.
And she's the therapist who's so calm and put together on Big Little Lies. But it's so, like, the two, like, that woman is a great actress. Like, she's this crazy person on Deadwood. Like, crazy. Drunk. Like, just so crazy.
Jane, you say.
Jane. And then she plays the therapist.
There you go.
Yes, Jane.
Jane, by the way, is here, and holy smokes.
Oh, what she got on?
She just puts it all together.
She really
you
does.
You can't believe it.
Right. Wearing all black.
It's like a supermodel from the graveyard or something.
Yes.
You hear that, James?
Supermodel from the crypt. James, you're playing a game called.
It smells good, too.
By its real name.
You can smell her, too. Wow.
Make him believe that you just don't feel the same. Ah, James. You were right about that.
Yeah. We were talking about
Swimly, the pool app.
Your favorite insurance worker here. This is a liability nightmare.
Yeah.
This Swimply.
So it's like Airbnb for neighborhood pools. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you got a pool in your backyard, no one's using it. Your kids went off to college, and now you can rent it out to neighbors. And apparently, it's an insurance nightmare. Swimply.
Well, I mean, there's no one there to go. No running on the deck.
Right? No. Yeah. There's no one there to watch anyone.
No diving. Right. And for God's sakes, you can't climb on the roof to jump into the pool.
And no, you can't use my bathroom. You're not coming to my house, you crazy person. You're jumping off my roof.
When I was a kid, our neighbor would occasionally raise a happy face flag, and that meant any kid could go and play in their pool, and the homeowners would supervise. It was so fun.
Oh.
It was the most popular house on the block.
Everyone just stood outside waiting for them to raise the flag. Hilarious.
That's neat.
The kid with the pool on the block is like my friend Diane Salvatore when I was a little kid.
Diane!
She had a pool in her backyard, and man, you just would call her and be like, hey, so what's going on? What you doing 925
today? 925 says, I cannot believe Sarah walked out of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Yes, it's a little slow in the beginning, but the scenes with Leo acting in the
torturous.
Pilot for the Western are awesome, and the scene with Luke Perry is great, and of course the final 40 minutes, they go on and on and on. They loved it.
Listen, I couldn't take it anymore. I was done with it, and maybe at some point I'll go back and watch it in the comfort of my own home, but I was very disappointed by it.
Did you explain to everyone that we had to see it on a 35mm projector?
It doesn't matter.
So just so you know, when we saw... What?
We did explain
that. Oh, okay, all right. Forget
it. Yeah. There were 10 minute intermissions every hour.
Them, yeah.
It was hot.
And it was three there freaking was no hour.
And you had the smelly guy next to you.
Yeah. It was not comfortable for Bryn.
How was Luke Perry?
Fine.
He's in
very,
for like a
very
second.
Small part. He was, and that was actually a good scene. Mm.
They beat up Bruce Lee.
What'd you say?
They beat up Bruce Lee.
Oh, he did? He was part of that?
No.
No.
You're just saying that's the worst part.
Yeah,
Bryn was pissed after that. That's his hero. I'm telling you. Because right after that, they go to the first intermission. And Bryn's like, I'm going to leave. And we're like, what are you talking about? He goes, I'm sweating to death. And they just beat up Bruce Lee. I'm like, what? He's like, I'm too hot in here. I'm all bothered. They beat up Bruce Lee. I got to go. I think he stayed for like 2 minutes after. He's like, all right, I'll stay for a little more. I'm like, no, it has to get good after this. It's going to get good. It has to get good. And he makes it 2 more minutes. He gets up, he storms out. Huma's like, did he just leave? Did he just leave? Like, yeah. It's all pissy. Mm.
I got to say, Connie is my favorite. And radio.com, R is one lovely dumpster fire. Oh, I didn't mean to read that part.
Oh.
What?
I think they meant to say is one lovely.
Well, Connie auto-corrected. That must auto-corrected something
one
else.
One lovely.
One delightful.
App for radio.
Freaking thing. Yeah.
For radio.
Yeah.
Let me read that again.
Delightful app.
I got to say, Connie is my favorite, and radio.com is one lovely app for radio. Hi from Morgan.
Hey, Morgan.
Listen, our digital department is just Enron now. So
Enron.
It's just Ron. Oh, it's not.
There's not. We're working on it.
Yeah.
If there's any problems, and Ron will get to it. But you know,
he's one guy. There's
Well, he's not even responsible for that.
Oh, he's not.
He's not.
Well, we'll blame it on him.
So
anyway.
Nobody's running that show. Well, that's unfortunate.
it's still awesome. They put $1 billion into it.
Right.
Man, anything you put $1 billion to is bound to be awesome.
Gotta be, right?
Yep.
And Ron.
Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny and Ron. Alice's morning show. We couldn't do it without the team here at the Alice. And Ron.
Oh, no. I already got a new folder. Look.
Oh,
I have a new folder.
Look at you guys with your new folders. When we get back from vacation, everyone gets fresh folders. That's what I look forward to.
Well, Vinny texted me. What'd you do with the other folder?
This one, you want to recycle it?
Yeah, I'll recycle. Vinny texted me asking if I needed anything from Office Depot. So I said, colored folders, please.
I was in the office store.
Yeah.
What else did you buy?
Some. You know what? I couldn't find my usual red pen, so I had to get these kind. They didn't have them.
Oh. Pink, that's a pink pen, looks like.
Yeah, whatever it is, that's all they had.
Huh.
And some other supplies. Yeah, I don't know. You know, you need stuff.
Yeah.
Your home office.
Right. One time, Yuzi goes, remember we were online, I'm like at Amazon or something?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, she's like, here's what I need. So I type in a few things and I get her these colored folders.
File folders, the ones you
bought.
Right.
We're like, what could these possibly be? But exactly this. They were like this. They were this big. They were for like index cards. Yeah. It was. We opened up the box of all the office supplies, like a couple staplers.
So they're
and some
like
staples.
5x5 or.
Five. It was I'm like
3x5.
Who would even have a filing system? What is this? A filing system for a mouse? Like, look at them. It's like.
Yeah, they're 3x5.
They're ridiculous. Like for 3x5
cards.
4x6
index box.
I guess maybe they'd be for like for
like
your recipe.
Recipes,
thing.
Exactly.
But
how
even that,
funny.
You wouldn't. It's like, so dumb. But we just laugh for an hour over it. Like,
they're so cute.
Let me put that in my file folder. Oops, hang on. I guess I'll paperclip this thing to the. It was funny.
Well, I was in the store and I there's more to it than you think. I was like, well, I got to get the good ones. Otherwise,
sure.
She's going to call me a cheap bastard.
Probably.
Got to get the best.
Even though her husband shops at the dollar store every week.
Well, he's probably there right
folders.
Now, as a matter of fact. Oh. I told him what I needed.
Yeah.
So I got the heavyweight.
Thank you.
We'll see how it goes.
Yeah. Oh, and it looks like they're going to stand up really nicely.
We'll see.
Actually, your old one doesn't even look all that bad.
No, that's fairly new.
Yeah. That's not bad. It's even got places to write.
Yeah.
Little lines and stuff. Just in case you got to make notes on
it. Recycle that puppy.
Great. Sure, that'll get used. We're
going to
run out of these before
I'm
going to
use it three more times.
Perfect.
Things have gotten tight in this building.
Yeah, that's right. We're shopping at Office Depot for our own junk that we need.
Yeah. That's out of my budget.
And
right. Right.
Yeah,
well, and
Ron.
There it is. I mean, the digital department's only Ron now.
God, we shouldn't laugh at that.
No, we shouldn't.
Sorry, Brad.
Well, let's laugh or cry, guys. All right, listen, have a great day. We'll see you back here on hump day.
Oh, Brad's like, if only I had all those cigarettes.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.